What's up, YouTube fam? We got a special guest today. We got none other than...
Song Yadong.
No, you're not Song
Yadong, dude.
People keep trying to trick me. They're saying, hey, this is Song. And he's not Song. I've seen Song. I stood in front of him. You're not Song. Quit trying to trick me, bro.
Fuck.
This is Ryan.
What up?
So you got Worlds coming up. When is it?
I compete Saturday. I leave Thursday.
Why are you leaving Thursday? To support the other brothers? Or just to acclimate? Because the big difference, I don't know if people know this, Arizona and Vegas are two different states.
Yeah, same time zone, two different states.
Time zones.
Is it really?
It is a different time zone right now.
An hour behind.
What time is it in Las Vegas? Because it's 11:32. It's 10:32. So you got to acclimate. You got to get your sleep schedule dialed. You got to figure out how to maneuver through time and space.
These are things I didn't even think about.
Yeah, so one time I fought in Abu Dhabi, beat Peter Yan. Hey, we'll talk about that later. I beat the champ. We'll talk about that later. Or should we talk about it now?
Let's talk about it.
Let's go through the card a little bit, though, because there's some exciting shit that happened on UFC. The last pay-per-view of the pay-per-view era, some might say. UFC, let's just type in schedule, and then we'll go from there. UFC 323, early prelims. You know we like starting with the early prelims. Edson Barbosa versus Jalen Turner. Jalen Turner. I didn't see the fight. Tim said Jalen looked nice, beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah, he did. The one before that Ebo.
The big fellas?
Yeah. The light heavyweight. They were just throwing.
I did see a highlight clip. I did see some clips of that. But
Marvin Vettori got fucked. Sorry, Marvin.
Chris Duncan versus Terrence McKinney. I did watch that one. Both dude just high pace, cracking each other. Grant Dawson, Manuel Torres. Manuel Torres. Pretty up and coming, dude.
You get a chance to watch Macy Barber?
I did. Did you see where she got kicked and she went stumbling?
Yeah, dude, she got up kicked just too.
That was fire. Not really, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Jan Blachowicz versus Bogdan Gazagov. That's a pretty sick fight. It was a draw. And then we get to the fight. Okay, here we go. Peyton Talbot versus Henry Cejudo. Did you watch the fight last night?
I did watch them.
Peyton Talbot looked fucking good. He beat an old man, but Henry's still, being an old man is still Henry, still,
Durable for Henry. I mean.
Super durable.
They only tell you have a lot of heart if you get fucked up in a fight.
Right? Were they saying he's got a lot of heart?
Yeah.
He showed a lot of heart.
Daniel was like, man, so much heart. And I'm,
so much heart.
That was like an insult.
But that
was crazy.
There's an elephant in the room. He got inside tripped.
Yeah, he did.
And I couldn't help myself but laugh. Because it was funny. It was a nice inside trip.
It was
sick. Peyton looks up, goes, he knows. He just Henry.
Yeah.
And if Henry wants to work on that takedown defense, we're over here at the Red Hawk Java House. We can work at the coffee shop. We can work at the gym.
We go Pickle Dojo next door.
We got the Pickle Dojo. We can work on that. Because I remember against Aljo, too, he took you down a few times. And if you remember, Aljo didn't take me down. Yeah. So I was like, if we want to work on some inside trip takedown defense.
Down block.
I know you're retired now, but you could come back because you've done it before. Then you got fucking... Blast doubled. We can work on that one too.
Yeah.
So if you want to come over here to the Red Hawk,
100%.
What's the fucking gym called? Red Hawk Academy. What the fuck? Are I going blanking that. Red Hawk Academy. We can work on that. I have insane takedown defense.
Speaking of takedown defense,
no, not yet. We're not there yet.
Insane. I can't.
Not there yet. Peyton Talbot looked fucking good. That was a huge win for him. Looked sharp. Looked improved. Good cardio, good body 10 shots. Seconds
when he like pointed at the ground,
pointed down, and Henry's like, "I'll fine," and then he fucked his head, knee in the head.
That knee was sick.
So yeah, okay. Now we can move on. Brandon Moreno versus Tatsura Taira. That was a sweet. That dude's good.
Tyra's fire, bro. That makes me have hope for myself.
You're not Japanese. Don't. That's racist.
It's just Asians in general.
Okay, that's fire. You can say that. 18-1. Who knows what this Pantoja thing. Brandon Moreno's no joke. And to get him, Brandon Moreno, finish him and get him out of there, that was impressive.
Yeah, I mean, especially first round, right? I mean, Brandon.
Second.
I know, but first round, Brandon looked good, and then second round, it just tied his turn.
Had him
quick.
In a triangle for 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, that was like the weird reverse.
It was triangle. A reverse triangle, but it still was kind of tight, but I don't know.
I wonder if he squeezed his legs out.
I mean, he definitely probably did. Then Alexander Pantoja, Josh Van. I couldn't watch it. I still haven't seen it. Like, I seen, like, him, the initial time it happened, I didn't notice anything, but then I seen him holding his arm. And he was
seen his elbow, like, fucked. And I was
he was, like trying to tell the ref not to stop it, but it also was, like, looked like he was in shock, didn't really know what happened.
So he dislocated his shoulder,
Dislocated his elbow or shoulder?
I think shoulder.
I don't know. His whole arm looked fucked. His whole arm looked fucked. Oh, my God. I can't look at shit like that. I can't either. It makes my skin crawl.
I scream. No. Dude, I feel so bad for Pantoja. That sucks.
That's a shitty
way. Fifth title defense.
His sons, when he was walking out of the cage, were just like bawling their
fifth
eyes
fifth title defense. Like, just running through to the division. He's getting a little bit older. These going through these camps is brutal. You make the fight. You make weigh-ins. You're in there. You're in shape. You're ready to go. And for something like that to happen, oh, that sucks, dude. That's
how old is he again?
I think he's like 35.
Dude, look at me, dude, on the MMA, man,
this
bro.
This guy knows shit. What? Where's he from?
He's from Italy.
Italy. Nah, from Brazil. But then Joshua Van. It's a weird moment for Joshua Van. 24 years old. I think he's like the second youngest UFC champion, right?
I've seen a lot of people like judging how he celebrated afterwards. I would have celebrated.
Why would you not celebrate?
I had an argument with someone. Not an argument. I had a debate with someone too. They're like, why are you celebrating like that?
I would have
celebrated. You're celebrating. He's making life-changing money for him. He's UFC champion of the world.
Right.
Like, if anything, you're celebrating that. You're not celebrating the actual defeat. Like, I won. Because, you don't want to win like that. He's a warrior. He doesn't want to win like that either.
Yeah, for sure. But also, it's like...
That's a big moment.
It's a fight. You know what I mean? If you leave the fight with a broken arm or a fucked up shoulder, it's like... Even if it... I don't know.
I was Pantoja,
still put him in that position to do that, too, though.
Yeah.
He caught a kick. You know?
He caught him.
I mean, hopefully Pantoja's shoulder's not too bad. Get popped back in, and they can have a rematch.
Yeah, they're gonna have to run that back, right?
Yeah. Or you do the Japanese fella versus Joshua Van. That would be an interesting fight too.
That's a good fight. Yeah, I popped into Tim's stream. I popped into yours a little bit, but
I went live on Twitch for a little bit, just like 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
But I was on Tim's, and he said that Tyra Van would probably be the smartest one to make. But I don't think I'm pretty sure Pantoja would. Probably get his immediate rematch, right?
I think. I mean, if he could fight immediate rematch would make sense. If he's going to be out for 9 months or whatever, then it's like you could do that. But all right, there we go. That's all that happened. Just kidding. Peter Yan beat Merab Dvalishvili. Did he beat him 50-45?
He beat his ass every round.
49-46, and then I think the
40. And depends who you ask. You ask John Wood. He's up 3. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's wild.
He told Merab, you're up 3 rounds.
Yeah.
Tim one time told me my opponent was faster than me, and that was somehow still better advice than saying you're up 3 rounds. Tim's like, he's faster than you. I'm like,
thank you.
For sure.
Thank you.
No, but it's an interesting being in the corner. It's like you might see the fight differently. Maybe you're saying it because you know your fighter better. But at the end of the day, it's like you can't tell. Merab looked like he went out there and tried to finish the fight multiple times.
Yeah.
Like he really did look like he put everything on the line, tried to get Peter out of there when he knew he was down or seemed like he knew he was down. That was the greatest bantamweight fight. That was the greatest bantamweight fight of all time. And it was fucking, that was such a fun fight to watch.
Yeah, I think it's funny when he just get kicked. He's like,
Yeah, that scream was wild. I don't know if you remember, but last week I said Peter was going to win.
So. Yep. Michael's on fire. He said Islam was going to win too.
Bro, 2-29 on takedown.
Merab said, I tried to make the fight entertaining. Like an excuse, but it's like you shot 30 times.
Yeah.
Your goal wasn't to go out there and like, I'm going to stand and bang.
Yeah, he was saying, I went
toe
to toe. You
shot 30 times.
I was like, you went 2-29. I was like trying to go toe.
So you tried to make it entertaining?
Was that the stats? 2-29?
It says right there, 2-29.
Yeah. Dude, that was a master class.
And Peter Yan, 5-9.
And he dumped him on his
head.
That
was
like
funny as hell, dude. Yeah. That was so
I thought he was out. I was like, holy fuck, he's out.
How tough is Merab, though? 4 title defenses in 1 year. I mean, he lost the last one, obviously.
It is crazy, bro.
Still.
He just, like, chews on his mouthpiece and shit. Like,
dude, he goes like this.
I know. They were saying that they thought his jaw was compromised.
Nah,
but
dude.
It didn't look like
when I fought him that first time, it legit, it tripped me out.
Maybe he's tweaking, dude. Maybe he's geeking out.
Don't cut that out, though.
Please do.
No. Cut out the part, but don't cut out the part where he says, cut that out.
No, do please. You have to.
Peter Yan is your favorite fighter, or your favorite fighter. He's one of the. He's just so fun to watch, so technical. That's such a good game plan.
He's
obviously had a great camp.
He's your favorite.
He's
fighter.
One of my favorite fighters to watch. And Tim showed me this morning. He said they asked like Peter if you would give me a rematch if I beat Song whatever. And Peter goes starts laughing. And every time Peter's been asked about me in a rematch, even before this. He's avoided it. I'm not saying Peter Yan's scared of me by any means.
He's ducking.
But why? He says I'm not deserving or I'm not good enough or whatever. Wouldn't that be a great reason to defend the belt? Wouldn't you want to fight? So I fought Cheeto.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you want
to? I mean,
why?
If you go out there and start strong, then I feel like it kind of makes sense. But other people are saying they want them to go against Usman or Umar.
Umar
or whatever.
Get your Nurmagomedovs right, dude.
Yeah, there's too many.
Usman is bigger.
Not even the UFC.
He's a little darker, too.
Yeah, well, they're the same. He said Marab and Umar could rematch. There's that. I don't know. Me and Song, yeah, I gotta go get through Song. No easy task there.
Was he bigger than you thought? Have you seen him in person before?
He's small, ain't he?
Yeah, I've never seen him in person before. I said, are you excited?
That COVID mask was funny as hell, dude. That really was.
What? I got
mixed reviews.
I had a cough, and I'm respectful. I'm not going to fucking get him sick. I said, are you excited? I don't know if he understood me, but then I said, are you nervous? And he goes,
UFC.
So I didn't get my answer if he was excited or nervous, but I did ask him.
No, he Worlds brackets came out today.
I was wondering when they're gonna come out because I kept asking Cameron when he was going.
Yeah, they came out. I go on Saturday.
Let's talk about me actually. Is that cool?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Yeah, so that sucks. You go Saturday for sure.
Yeah.
Who you go against already, or you just have the bracket like?
I have this Gracie Baja kid first round, and then I have this black kid second round.
Or you gotta make it about race.
Yeah, you could have just said
his
other
kid. I forgot his name, and I remember I looked him up, and he was
Dedrick.
His name's Jaden.
Oh, I thought you forgot it.
Be Dedrick.
I just remembered. Now we're talking about.
So you know who you're going against second, or you're assuming he wins and you win?
No, he has a bye first round, and I'm assuming.
Oh, so now you're assuming his sexuality.
That's not quite. Cool. This is a spiraling conversation. But anyway. They came out today. I think I'm going to win.
I think you are too. You've been training really hard, feeling strong.
Me, Garrett, Bebo will all win. And Mitch. Mitch has 98 people in his bracket.
Oh, Mitch is competing?
Yes.
Fire.
He has 98 people in his bracket.
Because is he a blue belt? Or?
Yeah. And it's single elimination. So that's what kind of makes it okay. So after the first round, there's already 98 divided by 2 is like, what is it?
47?
You're supposed to get on that, dude. What the fuck?
I'm not. That's
are you
thing.
Vaping? You are so gay.
It's 49.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we got to go back to the Peter stuff a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, what else is there to talk about Peter other than
he's so sharp the whole time. Man, you beat that guy. That's so crazy. That's all I thought the whole time. Dude, not to be biased.
Is that like
the
biggest comeback in a rematch besides like maybe
he did get 50-45'd. I mean,
Cheeto he was a negative. He was
I mean, to get 50-45, come back, dude. That small cage they first fought in compared to the bigger cage is real. That's a difference.
Yeah, for sure.
I did watch the other fight. It did look like he was holding back on his hand, though. I watched the other one where he set his hands. It really looked like he did a lot. I mean, he would throw elbow instead of a punch.
He cracked him early in that first round. Boom, and I feel like that got Marab's attention. Didn't really start to, you know, Marab wasn't questioning himself. Second round, maybe a little bit more. Third round, you could really see, like, okay, shit. And then I was also like, third round, Peter started kind of maybe looking a little bit more tired. Nope. Kept that pace. Did not give up any bad positions. If anything, he'd get hit, take it down, get up, right back on him. God, I cannot wait to go back. I rarely get excited to go back and rewatch a fight. And I'm excited to go watch that one.
Do you feel like Peter just improved dramatically, or do you feel like it was the activity from Marab? Or
that was not the same Peter Yan that Marab fought. That wasn't the same Marab fought, same Marab that Peter fought either. They both improved a ton. But yeah, I mean, I think if you just Peter is on paper a better all around fighter, like skill for like Marab's insane. Like his striking's improved a lot. His wrestling's very high level. His gas tank's really high level. He's got his jiu-jitsu. He couldn't sub me. The fuck? But no, I think Peter Yan, as just an all-around fighter on paper, is better. He showed it that night or yesterday. He fucking was impressive.
Him taking him down 5 times is pretty crazy.
That was sick.
That was pretty cool.
You remember when Peyton took down Henry? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I did too.
Do you think for 5 rounds with you and Peter, how much does that change it comparatively to your 3-round fight you had with him?
10 more minutes.
I remember you said with the gas tank that he showed too. He showed like a pretty good gas tank.
His gas tank for fighting, dude. That kind of style fight is the most exhausting fight. He fought the most exhausting fight, and his cardio was great. Yeah, that was super impressive. We'll see. I gotta go out there, take care of Song Yadong, and it's hard. It's pointless. Fuck, talk about what if. You just gotta go out there and fucking do it now.
Who does Merab fight next if he doesn't fight Peter?
How can he not fight Peter? I feel like
nah. I get that.
I feel like there's no doubt that Merab gets that rematch.
I don't think so.
No.
He just got 50. He just 50 he 45.
Dominated. Yeah,
dominating.
Yeah, but he dominated the first one. So why would they not run it back?
Why would they?
Peter's hand was broken.
Yeah.
The first one.
No, they ain't running that back.
No.
No.
All right, guys. Before we hop back into this episode, thank you to American Financing for sponsoring this episode. If you guys are looking and buying a house, check them out. AmericanFinancing.net/SugarSean. American Financing is a family-owned mortgage company licensed in all 50 states. No matter where you are in America, they can help you. They're America's home for home loans. If you're renting, you're paying your landlord's mortgage. Buy your own house. Pay your own mortgage. Owning your own real estate is an incredible way to begin to build equity and ultimately wealth. Buying a house is a big decision. And a call to American Financing is the first step to understanding your options. They don't charge any upfront fees to find out how much you can qualify for and then get you pre-approved in as little as 24 hours. They've been around since 1999 and have over 8,000 reviews and 4.7 stars on Google. Their mortgage consultants are salary-based. They have your best interest in heart. And they offer all kinds of loans, programs to help you get into a home, even if you're self-employed or a contractor, like I was. Still am. Most people think you have to put 20% down on your first home, but you don't. American Financing offers loan programs for as little as 3% down and have down payments assistance programs available. The first step to home ownership is understanding your finances, your loans, and your monthly payment. And that's where American Financing can really help. And once you start building equity as you pay your mortgage, there are a ton of things you can do with it as it grows. If you're already a homeowner and looking to refinance to help remodeling project, repairs, or just to consolidate debt, they can help you with that too. American Financing. Give him a jingle, 866-891-7848. Let's get back into the episode.
Sean Strickland almost beat me up at the PI. Thank you, Sean, for not.
Oh, you saw Max Holloway. How was that?
Max Holloway versus Charles Oliveira.
Yeah.
Got announced. That is an exciting fight. BMF title online. I like the BMF title, especially when it's like someone like Max Holloway has it. Like,
and Charles, too.
I mean, Charles is so deserving of that fight. You got Patty and Justin fighting for the interim belt. So you got an interim belt at 55. You have a BMF title fight at 55. Yeah. You have the real belt, Ilya, at 55. Like, there's a lot going on in that division.
They can't do a BMF for like a 25er, huh? It's like, dude,
25er? Probably not.
Like, you're not.
Joshua Van could be a BMF.
Okay, yeah, sure.
But like, I mean,
nah.
Is there a height requirement?
There's no way.
That's what I'm saying. Is there a height and weight requirement?
Peter Yan could be a BMF. That fight was, dude, that was one of the greatest fights I've ever seen. Speaking of great fighters, Andrew Tate's boxing. In a couple weeks.
What's that kid he's boxing?
Chase DeMore.
I've seen a little bit of a Andrew Tate clip of
I hope he gets knocked the fuck out. That's so Which satisfying. One? Andrew Tate.
Oh, he's gonna probably beat the fuck out of that guy.
I know, but I wish he'd get knocked out.
You don't like Top G?
No.
Do you like Chase DeMore?
I don't know who Chase DeMore is, but
why don't you like Top G?
He's
top fucking G though, but like you have to have a reason not to like Top G.
Because he bugs me, dude. I don't know.
But why?
His face bugs me. I don't know. Okay, the way he talks bugs me.
He's smart.
Yeah.
You stylistically break down that matchup. What do you think?
I have zero idea who Chase DeMore is. And I've only seen Tate kind of like body shot, but Tate has an actual record in kickboxing. He's a legitimate fighter. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Probably kickboxing. No, like, he's actually fought.
He's like 70 or 80 kickboxing fights.
He's fought a lot. Damn. He's done a lot. He's you know, and he's probably taking it fucking serious because he's not the type of guy to go out there and like.
Well, the guy's significantly bigger than him.
DeMore?
Like, yeah, weight, really? Weight and height.
Tate's a big fucker.
Yeah. He is. No, Chase is huge.
Yeah, Chase
though, too.
Is big.
He's really? Like probably 3 inches taller.
I just seen their face more. Off and like Chase a couple clips DeMore. Of their
he's a TV press personality.
Yes, he's on Love Island,
right?
Yeah. Oh my like God. That. All right, let's go Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
He's, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Love Island.
December 20th. He's bigger. Tate's a big dude.
Yeah. He's also younger. Chase is.
Yeah.
Andrew's 39, I think.
This year's bro, better girl, he says, say hi to Brie. She's actually very lovely. So he's fucking around with his ex.
Supposedly, I think he said that Andrew's ex is in his DMs. He said the press conference.
Keep the women out of it, man.
Then Andrew pulled up on a yacht to the press conference.
I did see that. Andrew pulled up on a yacht.
That's fire. That's
pretty cool.
You should do that.
In Vegas?
Yeah. Just
yeah, just on the back of a trailer?
Yes.
Great idea. Yes. See? That's what I brought you in. We got Professor Cam.
Ooh.
Cameron competing. Black belt. Budokan. I'm excited for him. He's a beast.
For Masters 5 and stuff, I don't see how he doesn't win. I mean,
there's probably other guys out there just like not maybe not doing what he's doing, but similar.
Yeah, I guess that
probably
is true.
Not, but there could be.
He did. Actually, I mean, he said he did really good the previous times when he's competed at these major tournaments.
Yeah,
so I'm excited for him.
Yeah, me too. God, I want to make it down there. I'm just like, dude, I had to go to LA Monday, played pickleball against Speed, literally a day trip there and back.
Speed?
Did you win?
Of course I won.
Did you really?
11-2.
Wait, this was last week?
This was Monday, 5 days ago or whatever.
That's why you weren't here.
Mm. Of course, that's why I wasn't here. You know I'd be here.
I was wondering where my partner was.
You know I'd be on the mat. And then Friday, I had to go to Vegas for the press conference. So it's like fucking two day trips this week. And then if I go to Vegas again, it's like, what?
So what was Speed like?
Fast. Not on the court, though.
Does Zay watch Speed? Does Zay know who Speed is?
No, Zay didn't watch much.
He's probably seen him.
He'll probably know who he is. I'm not sure.
He's probably the biggest influencer in the world right now, the biggest streamer. He does IRL streams. But it was like for TikTok Shop, like a TikTok Shop live. So he would bounce around from different like things and sell different things. But then ours was like a pickleball game, so it was a little bit different. But super shitty internet quality out there. It was at this $100 million property in California.
Yeah.
And the internet was dog shit. And we got Garrett recorded it though, so we'll see. Maybe he did beat me. I don't want to give the YouTube video away.
Yeah. That will be going live here soon.
Was he cool?
I barely got to talk to him. He's 20.
Yeah, he's just a kid. He's
20 years old.
Damn. Oh, is this shit even does what is he what kind of video? I've never
IRL stream. So he's just like streams walking around. He went to Asia and just like did some shit there. He just
for does, like a month straight.
He'll do like a 30 hours. Day straight. Like, just damn. Sleeping, streaming, but always has shit going on.
Yeah. I actually think that would have been so funny if I would have done that when I was tweaking, dude. Like the cars followed that I thought were following me.
Oh,
that would
have been so funny. You see that lady? You see that lady? She's just following me.
To watch it back now, though, would have been so satisfying, dude. It probably would have been embarrassing, but it would have been funny.
It's vape.
Oh, yeah, shit.
I can't. Damn, so you're back on it, huh?
Bro, hard. I tried to quit the other day. I got patches. I bought the patches.
Damn.
Put one on and made it all the day, but I incorporated it into my workout routine so much that the first thing I do when I wake up is hit it.
God, and
I know, and then it's like, it's weird. I'll get in like a baby attitude if I don't have it before the gym. I'll be like, fuck, dude. I'm not motivated.
I'm not doing it.
And then I just go, then I get one. I'm like, oh, it's fucking
good. God, people watching this, you just get the people that were with you quitting. Just, they're like, well, fuck it.
Uh-huh.
You inspired him.
That's their problem.
Damn, he's back, ladies and gentlemen. He's back on him. What else we got going on? I'm fighting Song. I don't know if you guys knew that.
But you're fighting Peter now.
Oh yeah, that's right. Song, step aside, buddy. White House, me versus Peter. I'm in training camp for that. I'm not even fighting Song anymore. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, I did know. I
was aware. Sean Song canceled. Sugar fights Peter at White House on the South Lawn with Donald Trump right there, cage side. That's going to be the headlines.
Yeah, people are going to quote that in your Instagram.
Did you see that? Yeah, those things are so funny.
Did you got clips about you being like falling off.
I know. Yeah. I knew that was going to happen too. And then
those are funny, dude.
But I wanted Garrett. Then we posted the reel of me talking about it, and you can see how like it's so funny. You just take words and you put them on paper, and you don't get the context of what I was saying, being silly.
That's funny.
So let's try to do that again. Let's brainstorm. What can I say? That's kind of silly.
Let's get more headlines.
Let's get some more headlines. The poker addiction thing was that was a good one.
That was good.
That was a good one.
Lost millions.
I've barely been training. I've been playing way too much pickleball. and it's like it's honestly affecting training camp.
You're not even gonna do a training camp this one, right?
I just a 2 week one.
Say that, yeah.
I'm playing pickleball 5 times a week, training 3 times a week. I need to
running like maybe once
a week, but I really
a lot of Budokan.
You started.
I'm still doing my movement though. My stretching movement.
Started vaping, maybe.
No, I can't even say that. Even as a joke. Even as a joke. But good, the Pickle Dojo is live and open. January 3rd, we're having a big grand opening.
Oh, it's too, the soft opening was
soft.
Soft.
Yeah, soft. We had a pro soft. Come in, pickleball pro soft. Come in.
Super
and,
soft, dude. It was limp as fuck.
We had a pickleball pro come in and teach like a little clinic seminar thing. That was fun. Learned a lot. Learned a lot from that. That was cool.
Was that pickleball with Tyler?
Pickleball with Tyler.
That's who, okay. I saw that little clip where you guys were, I thought you were being funny.
The dinking? That was a funny clip. Huh. Well, I guess in pickleball, I didn't realize it was kind of frowned upon to lob. So when you're hitting dinking in the like right above, mm-hmm. in the kitchen area, and boom, and you hit a lob and it goes to the back line. I guess that's supposedly frowned upon, which makes absolutely no fucking sense. It's completely in the rules. And if you think it's frowned upon, I think you are fucking stupid. No offense.
Just play better.
Just fuck. It's part of the game. Dude. That's ball. Like saying in a fight you're not allowed to throw a double jab right hand. One jab in a right hand is fine. But if you double jab right, that's frowned upon. That's fucked up. It's no different. So if that
is it like celebrating when your opponent breaks their arm?
Chill. but that video, so that's where that was a play on that. When someone gets mad, because I guess there's a video of someone lobbed it, and some guy climbed over the net, was all mad, and then was in a headlock. So it was a little silly video play on that. Did that video do good at all?
I think it's like 300K.
Ooh, archive.
Falling off, dude.
What else we got going on, fellas?
You know, we hit the APS Parade of Lights yesterday. It's great. There's almost a fight there too.
Oh, Parade of Lights.
Yeah,
was there? Fun.
Yeah.
Between who? A
couple of there's moms. An Asian guy?
Yes.
God, and
starting to become a
what
theme.
Kind of Asian? Like super.
Well, I was going to ask you, what kind of Asian are you?
I'm Filipino.
Oh, dude, that's fire.
You couldn't tell?
No.
No, you never really came with me, man.
I was going to say Guam, dude. I was thinking
Song's
Guam.
Chinese. You're Filipino. Tatsuya, so I.
Japanese, got it.
Japanese.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You can definitely that's a Japanese.
Dude, yeah. Easy.
You can definitely tell you knew. You knew?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had no idea. He did no
Kim Jong Un.
When I came here,
Korea
did not. Know.
No, dude, it's like you don't want to, and you don't want to say it. I'm like, hey, are you?
Hey, what kind of Asian are you?
Yeah, makes it awkward.
Throw up your hand up. What kind of Asian are you? No, but
that's hilarious.
So Mike started vaping again.
Shit, dude, it you, sucks. It's depressing. Fuck, it really is. It's frustrating as fuck because I want to quit. Like, I say that and all I have to do is quit. So it's like,
yeah.
Do you really want to quit? Yes, I really fucking would love to. I would, but fuck.
Take a hit. We're going to go on a hike today. I'm We're excited at. About that. White Tanks, you want to come?
What time?
Just probably around 3.
I have my circuit workout.
Why the fuck do you ask what time? If you are going to say that.
Because if it wasn't during your circuit workout, he could win.
It's at 1:30.
Okay, 1:30, 2:30, 3 o'clock fucking hike, dude. Maybe. You want to be world champ?
You hitting the stairs or what?
No, fucking other stairs fuck me up.
God. Aiden Ross is putting a bounty on Peyton Talbot for sending him a picture of his nutsack.
That's oh, fire. He actually did.
He said on his stream that he's going to pay anybody that beats him 50K or knocks him out 50K.
He actually sent him a picture of his cock?
Yeah, he said, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He sent a picture of his balls because he was like, Aiden asked Peyton to come on stream, and then Peyton DM'd him a picture of his nuts. He's like, stream these nuts.
I hate streamers.
That's pretty fire though,
dude. Aiden, I mean, you got to respect these guys even if you don't like them. It's like what they're doing, what Aiden's doing, Kai, Sanat, Speed, like they're black belts and they're masters of their craft. Like
yeah, dude, it's insane how many people just donate money to them for
get
gifted subs over and over and over again.
Yeah, Aiden's like a business guy too. He has businesses and he's kick and he's like doing other shit. But you gotta, I mean,
it seems like a crazy life though, bro. Just
streaming all the time,
that'd be no privacy.
Yeah, that would be tough, dude. When I was streaming a lot of video games, just playing Call of Duty, I'd close my eyes like at night and I'd feel like there's a camera on me. Like it was tripping me out. I'd play 5-6 hours a day.
Yeah. Jeez.
And I like close my eyes and you feel like that camera's still there. It's really weird.
I remember. Oh, no, I remember, but then it also pops up on my Instagram sometimes, that video of you getting raided.
Oh, that was scary.
Or whatever.
That was fucking scary.
That was scary, but it was funny.
It's funny that I almost got shot in the back? That's funny.
You're not going to shoot.
That was me that called him.
They found out who it was.
Oh, did they?
I guess he called, like, he was doing, like, all, like, to a bunch of people, just randomly. But I'm just thankful Elena and Danny were home. No one was home.
Yeah.
Because that could have been, if I came out to see what's going on and there's like, hands up, and Elena's inside.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Oh, God, that could have been bad. Because they said, I murdered my parents, mm-hmm. and if you come to my house, we're having a shootout. So those cops are pulling up to my house thinking they're about to get in a shootout. That and is I'm fucking fuck, there with dude. half chub
in your robe. Yeah, he smashed the camera.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen that. I don't know if he kicked it. That'd be a weird kick.
No, I think he was gone. Yeah.
He hammer fisted it a few times.
It'd be awkward if he would have kicked the camera at that angle.
I was just trying to kick missed a few times.
I don't know if this is official or not, but Sean Strickland's moving up to 205.
Sean Strickland, 205 versus who?
There's a matchup. He just said he's moving up to that weight class.
I swear I saw something about him versus
Hernandez. I think I saw that too as well.
Is that 205 or 185?
I believe that's 205.
Did you see he almost beat you up?
Yeah.
Why?
For actually? Yeah.
He said he's moving up again. Supposedly he's moving up because of Hamzat's inactivity.
Interesting. Yeah, we went to the PI and I said, "What's up, Sean? What's up, Sean? I should beat the shit out of you." I mean, we have it on film. I don't remember exactly word for word, but I should beat the shit out of you. I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "You know why?" I'm like, "No, I don't." And then he said, beep, 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 beep. And I said, "Well, yeah, you attacked me. I attacked you back, and like, you're a fucking piece of shit." And just like, there's a bunch of people there in the lobby though.
You should have knocked his ass out, dude.
I wasn't in.
It was right in the lobby of the PI.
A lot of people there, so I was felt safe. If it would have been me and him. I would have been scared. Would have been legit like scared.
Taking time on. He's an intimidating motherfucker.
Yeah, he's big.
Big guy.
He's big guy, and he's just, you know.
I think you could take him, Shug, personally, but.
If I get in on a double.
What does that matchup look like?
You just Philly show back at him.
Dude, we're just bull fucking. Yeah.
Just looking at each other, Philly show.
I like Sean. He was talking shit at me at the press conference, so I talk shit back.
Yeah.
And then
he cried about
it. But he said I went over the line. I'm like,
Oh, you're the one who said
it. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah. You guys shook hands.
Okay.
But then he shook my hand. But he also said PI? I'm such a piece of shit. But I'm like, if you really think I'm that big of a piece of shit, why would you like try to shake my hand?
Daps you up after saying, man, you're a fucking big piece of shit.
Yeah, hey, he wants to beat the fuck out of you. Yeah.
I want to beat the fuck out of you. I like Sean. He would beat the fuck out of me. I'm not denying that unless he fucking hit.
Yeah. I thought at first it was going to be chill because they were like, "What's up, Sean? What's up, Sean?"
I thought he was going to be chill too.
Yeah, I'd seen that at first.
I should beat the shit out of you right now. I was like, why?
Wait, 0 to 100.
Yeah.
Did you pee a little bit? Were you scared?
Huh? I mean, there were so many people in there. I went to just like kind of check in. So I was fine. Like, I didn't feel. Again. Filming.
I was thinking about it. I'm like, I'm not, you know, everyone says they would get and like try to help, but it's like no one else is going to help Sean here.
Yeah.
Tim's not there. No one's there to help you. It's like, I'm the only one that's going to stop you from getting fucking punched.
Garrett just choked Sean out.
I'd just get punched in the face.
I would have just screamed, help!
It's you and Garrett both.
Dude, we're just both like. No, I'm glad he didn't beat the fuck out of me. That was good. That was good. T-Mobile had to go do the press conference. It's just weird being in that arena. Just any arena you go and do press whatever. It's just like being in an arena. There's this electricity that's just like, woo. Especially after already had fighting in there. It's fucking crazy being in those atmosphere. Max Holloway loves Arc Raiders. Loves gaming. I've been there. Been there. He's in it. He loves gaming.
Arc Raiders is pretty fun. I mean, I could see him playing that. I play it.
Yeah, he
you guys are a lot alike, so it does make sense. You guys have a lot in common.
Yes, both from Hawaii.
Guam.
No, Max is super cool. Volkanovski's super cool. I went on Ariel's show. We had a little debate back and forth on the Kayla Harrison, Amanda Nunez, Justin Gaethje, and Patty fight. I said, Ariel, if you had to watch one fight, if that's your main event, that's how you should, you know, that's how you should pick a main event. You have to watch one fight. Which fight's it going to be? Patty, Justin, or Amanda? I'm not typically super excited about girl fights. Amanda versus Kayla, that's going to be a very interesting fight. Amanda coming out of retirement, the greatest woman's fighter of all time versus Kayla Harrison, who's probably has the only chance of really beating her right now.
She's so it's interesting. Jacked.
She was at the press conference. She's big.
But remember in Jersey?
She makes me look like a 15-er.
In Jersey, she was jacked.
Yeah, so that I'm not denying that it's an exciting fight. It's a great fight.
Her traps touch her ears,
dude. Yeah, she's such a sweetheart. Like I was talking to her backstage. She got her farm and her emus, and she's got her kids working on the farm, and she has a bunch of chickens. Like she's sweet girl.
Where does she live at?
Malaysia. She Malaysia. Me and Volk just chatted. We just chatted about
life.
Just life, man.
Just life, think type shit.
Dude, imagine you went on like a, because he does all those hunting and catching cooks with Volk and shit. Yeah. Imagine you did that. That'd be so fire.
What would we cook?
But you'd have to go all the way to his neck of the woods.
Yeah, fuck that. Bro, Volk had to fly in for that press conference. Obviously. And Max from Hawaii. Volk from fucking other side of the Venezuela. World. Jokes.
New Zealand, yeah.
New Zealand, yeah. But still, that's like, dude, I have a 45-minute flight. Bing, bing, in and out. Those guys flew in from...
Is it New Zealand or Australia?
Just Australia.
Oh, I thought it was New Zealand. Whatever. It's, same thing, dude.
He also is in New Zealand.
Dude, it's across the border.
Yeah.
No, what do they say?
Yeah, across the world.
It's across the pond.
Across the pond.
Thank you. Yeah. It's across the pond.
There it is.
Same. Sorry, I had to drink my coffee. Dude, so you're vaping again, huh?
Still, yeah. Still am, dude. Still am.
Broncos are 10-2, looking tough. Gonna win the Super Bowl this year.
My fantasy team is 3-10.
Hell that yeah, checks out because I'm pretty sure Filipinos aren't good at fantasy football.
And I didn't even set my fantasy lineup. Zeke did it.
Okay, well, then so Zeke's
fault, dude?
Zeke's fault.
That's a great excuse.
That is. No accountability.
That's my first time ever playing
Zero
fantasy.
Zero accountability.
I didn't even want to do it. But I was like, man, I'm going to do it. And Zeke's going to do it because he says he's really good at it. And now my team's 3-10.
Nice, dude.
I feel like if you played football, you'd be a third string linebacker. Wide receiver.
Linebacker, dude.
Kicker.
Dude, kicking the ball. Remember field goals? Like, if they were kicking a 58-yard field goal, 59, you're like, whoo. Nowadays, it's like.
They hit a 70 in preseason, dude.
Bro, they're hitting 63s. They're hitting, you know, just 60s. It's crazy. And it's something to do with the ball because they inflated the ball more.
Well, and their legs, people get stronger and stronger as you go.
I think it's the inflated ball.
Yeah, it could be.
No, it totally is, dude. Just agree.
Whatever, dude.
Anyway. Yeah. Like on Madden, I wonder what the... I'm going to look. Longest field goal in Madden. I'm going to ask ChatGPT. I love ChatGPT. We get sexual sometimes. Hey, girl, it's me.
Hey there. Nice to hear from you as always.
Stop it. Anyway. What's the longest field goal made in a Madden football game?
So, in Madden, the longest field goals you can make kind of mirror real life in that it gets really tough beyond a certain distance. But people have definitely managed to hit some insane kicks. I think the record in the game is something like a 110-yard field goal, which is absolutely wild and obviously not realistic.
Is there a video of the 110-yard field goal? If there is, will you totally pull it up? 110-yard field goal.
That means they're at the very, very...
They're inside the end zone. Showing someone nailing 110-yard
field goal. Nailing
110.
They'd have to be like the one-yard line. Kicking it from the one-yard line. Because that the end zone's 10 yards, I think.
And I knew, like, I was kind of pure...
Can a kicker get 110 yards? Oh, I think it was a fake...
Oh,
it was a fake field goal.
No, you couldn't do 100. There's only 100 yards. You can do a 110-yard field goal, but you couldn't have 110 yards. Oh, I guess you could. I see.
It's freaking stupid. That's not what I asked for, dude. AI is so stupid. They don't even know anything, dude. What can they even do?
I'm cold as hell.
There's a blanket behind you. Throw it on your man. 110, dude, it's just...
It's a little weird.
It's not what I asked ChatGPT.
Companies are going at it right now because I guess Google unveiled their new AI. So ChatGPT is on red on code red in their company. So they're like making their employees like work overtime, I guess.
To try to catch up, basically
try to beat Google because Google's like investing tons of money into it.
God.
Zuck is too. Like others, all of the conglomerates, Elon, everybody's like investing all their money into it.
You call him Zuck, dude?
Zuck,
you
that's fine. We call
Zuck. I think it's his IG handle.
It is, yeah.
So nice. It's like get with the time.
But that's kind of terrifying because AI is just gonna rapidly evolve with billions and billions of dollars. Just scary.
Bro, my mom will send me videos. I'm like, Mom, this is AI.
Is she in the Philippines?
His mom's hot.
She's not in the Philippines.
Oh, okay.
She's like a beautiful, like if I was single.
That's wild.
I would definitely take that from your stepdad.
It's not the first time.
He knows it. He's not denying it.
Yeah, I'm going to say my mom's ugly.
I didn't say nothing about your mom. I'm married, dude. I don't talk about none of that.
I am too.
Are you really?
No.
No, that's good.
He's got a girlfriend.
Ladyboy or no?
Willie.
Yeah,
she hated it when I called her Willie. Yeah. I just said it. I guess that's even called Willie. Her name's Wiley. We called her Willie once, and she didn't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, Willie, it's not a great name for a girl. So I guess
it's not terrible. It's not terrible.
It's not the worst. I mean
it could have been Tom. Robert. Yeah.
Robert. Robert would be fired.
Or Richard.
Richard, that's what I was thinking.
Yo, speaking of Richard, have you looked at Schmidt recently?
How's he doing, dude? He seems like he's living.
His fourth pay-per-view with his girl was last night.
Bro, I don't. I quit asking to hang out. I literally quit asking him. Because he's literally...
Champ, I'm busy.
There he is. Champ, it's Sunday. What are you doing?
Dude, I am down in Tempe at a festival.
A nudist festival?
Thank God not, because there sure is a lot of old people walking around.
Sounds like a good festival.
So what kind of festival is it?
He's just dropping shrooms.
It's like art. It's like an art festival.
Oh my God. Super inspirational.
Wow. I know there's a lot of things that remind me of you here.
You tell me, he's on the pod.
Is it a...
Very, very vibrant. Very, very pinky.
Very flamboyant.
So very masculine. Did you watch Peter versus Marab?
I did. How's it feel?
You didn't even text me. You didn't even text me. Didn't even text me.
Well, I was waiting to talk to you in person about it, bud. Isn't
that yeah, because we hang out in person so much.
How's it feel?
To be the world champ?
Yeah, we're back, baby.
Honestly, it felt like we never left, baby. I don't know if you heard the news, but me and Song aren't fighting anymore. Just straight up me and Peter.
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
Are you being serious? You're not being serious.
No, I'm not being serious. But all right, find the most expensive art piece there and buy it for me as a gift. Thank you, bro.
Bye, Schmitty.
Love you, champ. Oops, sorry to hang up. Yeah, so Schmidt fucking lost him. Lost a soldier. We lost war.
He's happy, though.
It is good to see Schmidt happy.
So happy. Not anxious. I don't know if he's... Truly just genuinely...
That's good.
Just happy.
Yeah, that's what
just smile. Wakes up smiling, goes to bed smiling, probably smiling in his sleep.
Probably smiling right now.
He's smiling right now.
Yeah. Sucking on a fucking Long John
at chocolates. The art festival, dude, huh?
Do you remember when Mom used to drop us off at Bob's before school?
No.
What is that?
No, I never dropped me off there.
Bob Valley Market, I'd get a donut, walk to school.
How far away was it from school?
Quarter mile. Not even, maybe.
Yeah.
I got kicked
off the bus and walked almost all the way home one time.
I got kicked off the bus once too. I think I was doing spit wads.
I was throwing a football. I hit the driver.
I probably shouldn't do that.
But I had three write-ups. You get three write-ups before you get kicked off.
I think I just got suspended for a bit. I used to try to tie people's shoelaces to like the bars.
That's funny.
Under the thing.
Did it ever work?
I think it did. I feel like I definitely got a couple people.
That's good.
I remember I sat with this one girl on the bus and she was cute. Remember that?
Yeah.
You remember that?
That's fire.
You ever do that?
Yeah. Did we ever ride the bus together? We must have.
We
had to have. No, maybe not.
I don't know.
Fifth grade, first grade? Yeah, we probably did. Oh, no, because that bus went all the way to high school, that same bus, didn't it? Or no? No, middle school was a different bus. Bus 19.
Whoa, we both knew it by the word.
What was the first one? Bus 27?
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Damn, the good old
Jim
days.
Darcy. Shout out Jim Darcy.
JD.
I bet that place looked way different now.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
I bet that place looked
hell. Remember when it used to be all the field? There's all houses there now.
I do remember that. Damn.
I put roofs on a lot of those houses. That's how I
remember fucking Bob Valley football team running around that circle. I was always first.
I was too.
Just basically quit after that. I would make sure I was first in the...
They'd always tell me to unhitch the trailer because I was so slow.
Unhitch the trailer?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like if you're running and I'm acting like I'm pulling the trailer behind me.
Oh.
Because I was so slow.
Just pouting like, I want my vape.
And I was fat.
You were kind of fat. I was, dude. You were quarterback, though.
I was, dude.
Stunned. Do you think you would have been quarterback if dad wasn't the coach?
No. Yeah, probably, dude. You didn't have to throw it out. I had a good arm, dude. Come on now.
I mean, 90% of those plays are rushes anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was quarterback.
Yeah, that's a good point. God, I just never got to shine in my elementary years or middle school years or high school years. Never got to shine bright like a diamond.
That's all right, though.
And it pissed me off because I knew I had more to offer those schools.
I never shined bright.
Do you ever play sports in high school?
I just wrestle.
Are you good at chess?
Fuck no, dude.
No?
Uh-uh.
All the stereotypes are fucking wrong, dude. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, are Filipinos the same, like, kind of Asian?
I mean, I guess they're supposed to be, but...
They're supposed to be good at chess.
I mean, he's not tall.
No, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, you're not shorter. What are you, 5'6"?
Yeah.
So you're not...
Same height as Song.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's kind of... What do you weigh right now? 145? 150?
50.
150? Song probably a little bit heavier.
He gets thick, though. He's
shredded. He's jacked, man. Looks like me. I've been 161, 162. I've been heavy lately, boy.
Really?
Just pickleball. Yeah.
Damn, poker.
Pickleball, like 178 probably.
Really?
Are you still thinking about fighting?
I still want to. I'm going to be able to, if I get that job, I'll be able to go to the class a couple more times.
What weight? You're going to find out what 70?
Like an MMA fight or like a kickboxing fight?
MMA, I don't do an MMA one.
Bullshit.
I just want to do one.
170? Get him out there. You want to come down for it?
Yeah.
Dude, bring the whole crew, dude.
Damn. February?
I think being in Montana makes me more nervous than if I did it here.
You know how to... All the former crackheads are going to be there.
I know, dude.
Current crackheads.
I know.
Go back up!
No, they'll be hating on me, probably.
Yeah, you suck!
Fuck you, go back to Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I borrow 20 bucks?
Yep.
I go back there, relapse.
Gah! Just celebrate your win. You're like, one time. Nah. Not even once.
One time.
Remember those commercials?
Those are wild. They're just never like that. Those are like the rarest.
So I could do it once and be like,
yeah, fuck yeah, dude. It'd be great.
There's another headline. 31 now. I'm 31. Just had my birthday, October 24th.
Oh, that's delayed as hell. That was a while ago.
Yep.
You excited for Christmas? What are you going to get your son?
Mateo? I'll probably get him a Porsche.
Deserved.
Yeah.
Probably drive around for the first 18 years, though.
Earned. He earned, earned. It. He earned it.
So he's going to watch his back and know if Porsche is his.
Hopefully he can move into the barn, though, before Christmas. Interior cool. paint's really? Damn near, all, like, it's pretty much done. And once they do that, we're waiting on the carpet. Because there's carpet upstairs. While, you have what?
I haven't seen it in a while,
I guess. Dude, you got pop over. Oh, wait, you got circuit.
Circuit journey.
Who's circuit journey? What time you got that? 1:30? So what are you going to do? It's 12:30 right now. What are you going to do? A little caffeine before? Almost.
Yeah. Probably stretch.
Hit a video.
Damn.
Get my mind right.
Hit a couple of these.
Yeah. Get my Budokan right.
Oh, Budokan.
Well, you do that every morning, every night?
Every morning. I'm not as much every night. Definitely try to go out there and hit a little bit at night, but every morning consistently for sure.
What's it called? Budokan?
Budokan.
Budokan.
I mean, it depends who you do it with.
Yeah.
Budokan. Like, I don't think you met Cameron.
I haven't.
No. 53, black belt, fucking jack, does this kind of movement training. It's like
enhanced yoga, like movement.
He's
yoga.
Like a yoga teacher, but he kind of created his own thing called the Budokan. It's movement, certain movements he does every single morning.
Nice.
For an hour, just to get the body, the fascia start open up. And I called it touch butt in the park with Ariel, and he wasn't happy with that because it's not touch butt. It's more than touch butt. And Cam would beat up. The one fuck Connor's coach, right? So yeah. It's different. It's more advanced. It's more jiu-jitsu based, more athletic based. It's not just fucking movements. It's calculated movements.
Ooh.
Waking up the fascia. Mm. It actually increases peen size by 2 inches.
Actually?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm sitting around fucking. I'm hanging over the ruler at this point.
Yeah, fellas. That'd put me at 14. Don't even.
I was going to say, I don't know what I was going to say. I did have a couple rulers with little fucking scratches on it, though. Just back home. I remember being in like middle school, like just tugging it, like trying to measure it.
I remember doing it. I think the first time I ever remember, I was in seventh grade, dude. I remember.
I'm like, God damn it. So it just stops growing in seventh grade, huh? Because I tried measuring again.
Thankfully.
No shit. Thankfully it stopped. That thing kept growing. I'm like, fuck, I'll be tucking my sock right now.
You can see this shit. Hold on.
I don't want to see your wiener.
No, it's not.
No, you got to see this shit, bro. No, this angle, though, right here, that was my angle.
No, you got to go this way, dude. With the laying down.
I like with the face and the back of the belly. Or next to, like, the clicker. So they can at least get a little idea. But on the flip phones, they used to send them on the old flip phones.
Did you?
Yeah, I got caught. Flip phone. Sometimes I'd get to just make sure the lighting's right. This real man with world's biggest penis rejects chance of production.
This is fucking massive, dude.
There's no way. Is that real? Why is it bandaged? Why is it bandaged up?
Because it's so heavy.
This is what podcasting's about right here.
14 and a half inches, bro.
Bro, why is he wearing the same shirt in every pit? Look at that.
It's brand new.
Wait, what? How big did you say it was?
14 and a half.
That looks bigger than that.
Probably. That's neat.
Dude, that's bigger than that.
Mexican guy.
Yo, come check out this cock. The world's biggest cock. Show Tim real quick. Why is he wearing the same shirt every pit?
It was one photo shoot. Different locations.
He kind of looks like...
That's sick.
How does that make you feel?
I mean, thankful. That would be a nightmare.
That would suck.
I'd rather have a mid-sized wiener than a huge wiener.
Imagine trying to grapple with that, coach.
Oh, God. I just don't know why he's wearing a red shirt in every...
Why are you so infatuated with this shirt?
Because I like his shirt.
No one's asked me why I've ever looked that up.
I mean, I've Googled it.
How's it going, Tim?
We need to do a side-by-side...
Cock
picture of Peter Yawn's face after Shug and Peter Yawn's face after Marab.
I did crack him, did cut him open, did hurt him more. I am currently the UFC world champion again. It feels good. Thank you.
Welcome back, dude.
Thank you, guys. I decided I'm not fighting Song. I'm going straight to the title.
Are you really?
Yeah. Talked to Dana last night. He said, you know what, Sugar? That's a great idea. Nice. Michael thinks Marab's getting a rematch.
Yeah, I don't see why.
Hell no.
He's got
I don't know. You guys also thought Marab was going to win. So
I mean, no. he did. How can you not? But also, what happened? What did Peter Yan have to do after Marab beat him?
Oh, true. I guess because he didn't give him
three fights in a row.
That's true. That's true. I didn't think of that.
I like the stat you were telling me. How many times Peter shot on opponents
before you?
Before me. I think he averaged one takedown a fight or something.
1.5 to two takedowns.
And he shot him like 8 times. So it's like I turned him into a wrestler.
The official stat is 2 for 29 for Marab last
that's
night.
That's so sick. It's just, dude.
5 for 9 for Peter.
Peter Yan was in phenomenal shape.
He's so sharp.
He didn't even think. And a lot of the times when he'd separate from the takedowns, he'd look to damage him more. He wasn't in a rush. He just, it was such a masterpiece by that dude.
I want to watch it again.
And then you watch in slow-mo some of those body shots that he landed on Marab. The uppercut liver shot, that left hook. Liver kick he threw in the clinch. He was driving knees, and when Peter shot on him the first time, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you shooting on this guy? But he almost like he wanted to prove a point a little bit, because he scored on Marab what, twice?
Five and nine.
He took him down 5 times.
Right?
It's just 5 takedowns.
Holy
5 for 9.
God.
And then Marab when he has him in that front headlock, you can tell, especially when on the arm in front headlock, he's just squeezing it to make it look like good to the judges, knowing he's not going to finish. Marab didn't have a chance to get his hips back because he was on the cage, and Peter Yan said, fuck you. Got his hips in, head up, lifted him, flared his legs, and just dumped him on his dome piece.
I was finna do that to Marab next fight, but Peter did it already, so it's like,
dump him.
That was gonna be my game plan. Fucking finna.
You're a good wrestler, dude. You're fucking.
I predicted that a big time.
But everyone going into that fight, I mean, counting out Peter Yan. And then when a title challenger. I mean, when a guy defends the title 3 to 4 times, just like his coach was saying, he's like, you get opportunities to do everything. You get invited to the biggest parties that you can't turn down. You get invited to someone's going to pay you $50,000 to go to dinner with you. So you got to fly and go to dinner with you. You get so many opportunities.
Ain't no one paying Marab $50,000 to go to dinner with him.
Yeah, but you're not training as hard as you were when you had the opportunity to fight someone like Shug when Shug had the title. He's not training the same.
He didn't look as shredded. I think I said that in the beginning. I'm like, dude, he does not look like when he took his shirt off for the, like when he gets vast. I'm like, dude, he does not look as shredded as like, fucking crazy as he did against Umar. Then he fought me. Then he fought Corey. He looked not taken away from Peter's performance at all, but he definitely didn't look as fucking yoked.
God, you got to give respect to Marab, though, defending that shit, staying as active as he did. Because, I mean, he could have just literally chilled till spring or summer, been the champion, go to the parties, beat champion. But he's like, no, fuck that. I want to break records. So you got to give him respect.
He could have been champion for the next 3-4 years and then just fought once, then twice, and like Yeah, he could have been champ for a long time. Till I came back, baby.
But then even him saying, like, I wanted to make it exciting. I didn't want to make it boring. Yeah, he's saying
he shot 30 times, bro. It's like your goal wasn't to go out there and stand and bang.
But again, if you want a rematch and saying that, the UFC's like, oh, okay, so you, next to fight you, there's a good chance you're going
to
make it boring.
He tried to hold him.
Yeah.
Peter did not.
I know he was beautiful. That would fucking hurt, bro.
After the
that down block to underhook.
Beautiful.
It's so sick.
Bro, after the first round.
Why is he making that look so easy, too?
I mean, like, I could.
Especially on Marab, someone that's shooting that many times.
Marab had Peter like this against the fence. And Marab's so fucking strong there. Peter was elbowing his forearm after the first round. Marab was going. Do you see that? He was like doing this.
Really?
But that's John Wood told him he's up three rounds. I'm like, at that point, you might as well tell him, hey, fight's over. You won. It's like, you're not up three rounds. That was a little weird.
Well, even the commentators were saying that, because people were showing the scorecard saying that Peter's up, and the commentators were like, I don't know what fight they're saying, or they were saying.
Oh, this. Really?
Yeah, they were disagreeing.
They were thinking it was Marab, closer.
Yeah, they're thinking Marab.
I don't know. I mean, maybe does it play into how we expected the fight to play out? That's like the judging, because I feel like that could be swayed certain ways too. Like you're expecting Marab to go out there and dominate. I don't know.
Hopefully Henry actually calls it. You got to give him fucking flowers. You got to. As much as he's a fucking dill, he's not the coolest guy.
I invited him here. I said, if you want to work on wrestling takedown defense, we got over-unders. We got some underhook drills. We got some inside trips that we could work on. I just invited him to Java House. Even the Java House coffee shop, I invited him to.
I mean, how sick of a mindset, too, and even smart by their coaches. We get in the over-under. We're not going to really disengage and be scared. You're going to score on him.
Yeah.
And then he puts his head up.
That was so sick. But there was many spots in that fight where Henry could have found the door and just gave up. You could tell he was fucking fatigued. You could tell he was hurt, but he showed
heart.
He
gave it everything.
He gave it everything.
Absolutely. He did. Yeah. He showed
heart.
But Peyton Talbot, dude, that motherfucker, how much he improved. And
from the Hani Barcelos fight or Ryan? Yeah,
literally, would he have improved that much if he went and knocked out Hani Barcelos?
It's a good question to ask. It's a good question to ask, and the answer is probably not. Would have went back doing the same shit, but it looked like he improved.
And his timing on the double leg when he flared his legs, and his inside, his composure, even when they're in close, ripping the body shots. That kid's a motherfucker.
He's young too. Has an insane amount of potential.
That's going to
bump. Bantamweight division is so sick.
That's going to bump him into the top 10. Mario Bautista is number 9.
Ooh,
I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to make that. I wouldn't be surprised.
That would be sick.
That would be a sick fight.
Kyler.
What do you think about Pantoja? That's a coach.
Dude, 30 wins. And I don't know if he'll ever come back. I don't know if he'll ever come back. That's going to be probably a year-long surgery.
I think it was dislocated. They just dislocated it back in.
They said it was a shoulder injury, but then clearly it dislocated at the elbow too, and it looked like there was ligaments. And
that's what I was going to say. 35 coming back from that's going to be fucking brutal.
That was sad.
You know he's got bread. You know he's got good bread.
Do you, if you're Joshua Van, do you jump up and celebrate?
Okay, so you go into a fist fight with someone. A lot of money on the line. The belt's on the line. And I go into a fist fight with this guy. This guy ends up snapping his arm when we leave the cage. Who wins? That's a fucking win.
Yeah.
You broke your arm, and you broke your arm because of me.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, but if you get kicked in the perineal nerve.
I was gonna bring that up, too.
It's like, who really won?
It's hard not to be pumped for Joshua Van.
Dude, I said he wasn't celebrating that he just beat Pantoja. He was celebrating that he's UFC champion of the world, and he just made a fat payday. That's what you're celebrating in that moment.
And the relief.
The relief of, like, holy fuck. 100%.
Yeah, that was fucking sick. But again, so Joshua Van, that Tatsu Tara.
That dude was
Oh my god. Slick. That I have not been pumped for a 125 bout, but that fight. Tatsu Tara. That kid is so springy and explosive. He looks like he's a huge 25er.
Yeah.
Huge 25er. He throws punches to fucking kill you, shoots in, bumps off, and rips hard punches.
Every good he's a wrestler. I don't know if he's got good jits. He's taken down every opponent he's fought, like me. I'm 1-1 on Peter though takedowns. I did him with a little fight. Remember that? It's not about me.
Is that your only takedown in the UFC? Was against Peter?
I took down Tyrion Ware too.
Did you?
2-2.
Nice.
Man, that makes everything so fucking exciting, dude. I could barely go to sleep last night just knowing the opportunity we have now.
I hot tubbed. I listened to a little meditation.
Oh my god.
I was out.
Me too. Second thought she was over, I was sleeping.
Dude, this is going to be so nice. The Paramount cards are at 6 p.m. now. Instead of, dude, that started at 8 p.m. That was a long night. Then Garrett had to do the reaction video, and then we come here with the pod. Who's we were just grinding.
That guy, though, I seen the old guy on your camera. That was Cameron?
Yeah. Michael's vaping again.
Are you fired?
Yeah, it's sick.
Fire. Fire.
Yeah, this is a little closet vapor right here. That's awesome. He just vapes in his closet at home.
Do you really fucking
weed? This is the only one I have, and it's for weed.
Okay.
This is weed.
That's not a weed vape.
This is
a weed
vape, too.
That is not a weed
vape. Yes, it is.
It's definitely weed vape.
Yes, it is.
You know how shit that is for your lungs?
I wish. So if we.
Most absolute dog shit you can put in your lungs.
If we find a vape. Is there such thing as a vape tester? Like if you could test if he's been vaping.
A nicotine?
Are you willing to take that test?
Well, he's been doing nicotine pouches.
Yeah, I've been doing pouches, yeah.
Okay, damn it.
You do pouches?
I do.
But he's trying to test. He's trying to call you and say, have you been hit?
When's the last time you did on
Well, me and Wiley did last weekend.
I mean, why would you lie about it?
I'm serious. It's been a while. I'm trying to think.
No, hey.
This reminds me of when I asked Schmitty when the last time he has fast food, and he's like, dude, I don't even know. It's been so long. I'm like, well, give me an idea. He's like, 3 weeks.
Probably like 2 months ago at the casino.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago at the casino?
2 months ago at the casino.
So 2 weeks ago.
No. Yeah. I haven't been to the casino in 2 weeks.
Yes, you had.
No, I haven't.
Do you play, what do you do, slots or poker?
Two
or
play Baccarat.
Oh. Are you
is
sure?
Is that an Asian game or?
Baccarat? I mean, there's a lot of Chinese people there, but then they win a lot of money. You just follow what they bet and you start winning money
really?
Too.
Yeah. I've never played that.
Who would have thought this card turns out to be the sickest fucking card?
That was sick. That was a sick card.
Holy shit, dude.
That was a sweet card. What else? Dude, yeah, finishing Brandon Moreno. Like, that's hard to do. I don't think
Brandon Moreno made a big mistake. He made a big mistake.
Could have been early stoppage. Some were complaining, but made a big mistake sitting in that triangle.
Bro, he zapped his legs.
That's what I think.
Because the angle was so off. Maybe he is confident in your triangle. It's easier said than done. You sub most people in training, but that angle was so off. But
his
triangling
arm was like framed on the hip too.
For 5 minutes, triangling your legs will zap your fucking legs.
For sure.
Man, it's fucking...
All right. You going to a football game today with the fam?
Yeah, I'm going to pop by. My dad, brother, never been to an NFL game, so they're excited.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun.
Are you going to the Cardinals one? That should be fun.
Well, yeah, no shit. They're the NFL team here, dude. What else will they go to? Jesus, dude. To bring on the podcast. That should be fun. I mean... questions. But all right, I'm going to go. Atlanta's doing a lemonade stand right now. Fresh, organic lemonade. I'm going to go grab some from my princess. And thank you guys for watching. And like and subscribe. We are almost at 1 million subscribers. Once we hit 1 million, I am helicoptering. On stream.
That'll be fire.
Thanks.
Cheers, boys.
Yep. Cheers.
Should we all do a helicopter on that last day?
We were talking about fucking my anteater, Red Bush.